Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, really appreciate the time for you to stop in here.
Shaquan, always great to see you and great to be here to talk about Perry Community Schools.
Absolutely, as we are coming up on the 2024-2025 school year, and the school board held their meeting on Monday, and so lots was talked about, a lot of great things happening in the community of Perry. So we'll start off. I know there was a conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, talking about like the supportive learning environments, and it was the middle school principal, Ned Minky, that kind of did a presentation. So yeah, why don't you walk us through that?
Hey, you bet. Well, we have two goals, Shaquan, that we're really focusing on, and we worked with the board at a board retreat in the cabinet. One of them is a supportive learning environment. That would be Mr. Mankey, Mr. Jessen, the associate principal, and I think there were about six or seven staff members that went to Las Vegas, and that was a conference all about building a positive culture. They did a tremendous job of talking about different things that we can do to help with that positive environment, helping kids to be more confident and feeling good about themselves. Because we know when anybody feels a little bit more confident about themselves, they produce a lot better in the classroom. So they had a whole litany of different things that I think were really touching and then also powerful that they want to implement. So it sounded like a great conference. And again, kudos to our middle school staff and Mr. Mankey, Mr. Jessen for that presentation.
Absolutely. No, that sounded like some great stuff. And then there was more with kind of on the educational excellence side.
Right. And that's the other part of our goals. We have, again, the support learning environment and then educational excellence. With that, Kevin Vittiger, the director of teaching and learning, and then our TLC program and our instructional coaches were the focus. And what we talked about there was the August in-service as well as the TLC program, teacher leadership program, and then just key points in helping first and second year teachers with the mentoring program, which is an outstanding program. And again, these instructional coaches as well as Kevin Vittiger did just a top-notch job of talking about what they do, how they help kids, how they help these teachers, and then about the first and second year mentoring program.
Again, speaking here with the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, and Clark, now with this new school year upon us, obviously given the tragedy that happened in January, there's been a lot of stuff that has kind of come out of it. One of those has been therapy dogs. Mm-hmm. I know that's been talked about. And then at the board meeting, got to meet a couple of Kona and Shimmer. And so kind of display what their role is going to play this school year.
Well, first of all, Angie Baudette and Cody Allen, two middle school teachers, took the initiative to acquire dogs and take them through all of the training. And they said it was 20 to 30 hours a week to get these dogs to be able to pass their a certain test called the CGC test, and which is the first level to becoming a therapy dog. But if you have the CGC test passed, you can work at schools. The dogs were there the whole time. They waited patiently for about 40 minutes, and then they had their show. Angie and Cody talked a lot about what these therapy dogs, what these canines can do for kids as far as educationally, as far as mental health. Really, it was another touching moment in the fact that here these guys have taken the initiative, the cost, have taken just full responsibility of getting these dogs trained so they can help Perry kids as we begin, you know, a new year, a recovery year, and this will be a big asset.
Absolutely. And yeah, just great job by everyone that's involved on that. And then when it came to action items, there was a big thing with the school infrastructure sales. So why don't you hit on that?
Yes, the board passed the school infrastructure sales. And what this means is we will be able to utilize these revenue bonds to remodel Perry Elementary School. We've done a lot of work with Perry High School, Perry Middle School. Perry Elementary was built in 1992. Remember it well as a new school, but since 1992, you know, over 30 years, things need to get updated. Things need infrastructure-wise, needs to get worked on. Playgrounds need to be looked at. So we're working with SiteLogic, and we hope to utilize these funds to make Perry Elementary even better looking and helping kids, helping staff as we look to remodel that down the road in the next couple of years.
Speaking here with Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, you amended the 2024-2025 calendar. So why don't you hit on some key dates?
Well, one of the things that we have fortunate enough here at Perry Community Schools is a recovery coordinator in Dr. Mandy Ross. Mandy, along with a number of other staff members, administrators, makes up the recovery committee, or the recovery team. One of the things that we looked at was the one-year mark of the tragedy that we had. And we have talked to some experts, national experts, about this. And what we concluded is that we need to adjust the schedule just a little bit, or the calendar. The board approved the changes, which were January 2nd. We'll continue with winter break. January 3rd will be professional development for our staff. And then on January 6th, that's a Monday, we're going to begin the second semester.
Well, thank you and the board for all your work and communication on that. And as, again, like I mentioned, first day of school coming up on August 23rd. How you feeling with all that? I know there is, you mentioned there were 19 new teachers that were hired, so that's pretty exciting. So, yeah.
You bet. We got a good crew of new teachers coming in. They've been here for the last few days and getting themselves prepared and get ready for the year. So that's exciting. And then every year that I've been in education, the beginning of the year, whether it's coach or a teacher or para, any staff member, I just talked to a bus driver and today and said, hey, I'm excited to get the year going. So all services, all aspects, it's exciting. And we want to be able to have a great year. We are going to have a great year. And we're going to have, I think, things prepared. We hope to have a number of mental health therapists as far as, you know, the mental health emphasis. Between 5 and 7 of those, we have a mental health coordinator and a recovery coordinator. So we're trying our best to make sure that people are taken care of, along with having an additional SRO, school resource officer, at the elementary. And then we'll also have one at the high school, middle school combined. So we'll have a total of 2 SROs, which will be a great asset. So as far as safety, security, mental health, we're getting everything prepped, and then also just basically teaching and learning, which is the focus. So
absolutely, yeah. And then the fall sports will kick off here shortly. I know practice has already started.
Yes, practice has gotten started, both for cross country, swimming, volleyball, football. So yeah, it's just a great time. And with a community school, the thing that you realize is just the number of activities and the focal point in the community and representing the community. Just proud to be a Blue Jay. Proud to have another year coming up. And I think that we can all reflect back, see how much stronger we are. Looking forward to a great year. And go Blue Jays. Go Jayettes.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. Again, that is the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Clark, really appreciate the time.
Hey, Shaquan, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening in. Let's make it a great day.
Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.